We're on Vav and Aleph, and it started in Heyam Abayis, where we mentioned a statement that if you bring out from a store into a street by way of a stov, by way of a side area, you're going to be chay. Well, Ben Azai says you're going to be potter, and the machlokas is whether mahalach ka'omei dami or mahalach lav ka'omei dami. When you're walking, is that considered like you're standing there? So the Gemara says in Vav and Aleph, immediate havim what's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabim, derech tzid Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's like taking out from Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim by way of the side street. Over there, even though if you were to put it down in the tzid Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you'd be potter because it's not technically Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and he went from the Rosh Hashanah to there. But if you put it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're going to be chayv. So to over here, obviously, mahalich, walking with it, is lav ka'omei dami. Right, because if it was, then that would interrupt, and you wouldn't be bringing it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid straight to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You're bringing it from the city of Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and that's not enough. So we say, Maskel, Rapapa, Nichol, Rabban, Dami, Tzidur, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Lav, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Dami. Well, that works according to the Rabbanon, because they hold that Tzidur, Rosh Hashanah Rabim is not like a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, right? It seems on the side, whatever it is. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Damar Tzidur Rishus Rabim, Kirishus Rabim, Dami Ma'igla Me'mar. If you hold Tzidur Rishus Rabim is like the Rishus Rabim, then what are you going to say over here? You should be chayv automatically, right? So we say, Amalei Rav Achav Rav Yika, Emer Shmatei Le Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Tzidur Rishus Rabim, Kirishus Rabim, Dami. Where do we see this line that the side of Rishus Rabim is like the Rishus Rabim? Hey, Chadu Leki Kavuvi. That's if there's no pegs, there's no like little stands there to keep it off to the side. Well, Hey, Chadu Leki Kavuvi Mishamatei. But if they're Chifufi, then who says that's like a Rishus Rabim? If it's an area where not everybody can get to, where the horses and the wagons aren't able to get to, how could that be Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Therefore, that's the best comparison. Okay, so we say, Rabbi Yochanan Modi Ben Azai Bezorik, Ben Azai, who normally holds that Mahalach Ka'omei Dami, he agrees about throwing. Tanya Mehelchi, we have a brisa like this, Amotzi Mechanus L'Plati Derech Stav, if you bring out from a storefront into the street by way of a side street, Chayev, Echad Amotzi Echad Amachnes Echad Azorik Echad Amoshit, right? This is true regarding taking out or bringing in, throwing, or even passing it over. Ben Azai Omer Hamotzi V'Amachnes Potter. Those two are Potter because Mahal Ke'omid Dami Ben Amoshe V'Azorik is going to be Chayiv. But passing it over in Zorik is going to be Chayiv because there's nothing else to do. It's Rosh Hashanah Rabim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and there's no, even though there is a stov there, you're not really stopping in the stov. Two dots. Tarabon and Dalar Shuas Shabbos. There are technically four different areas regarding Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Carmelus, and Amakom Patur. Those are the four. Izu Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Define Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Charichu, Omog Yod Varach of Dalad. Well, just a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 by 4 tefachim wide, that's enough to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Chen Geder, Shugavo Yod Varach of Dalad, so to a fence, which is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4 tefachim wide, 4 by 4 tefachim altogether, is Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemurah. That's a full Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It was Rosh Hashanah Rabim. How would you define Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Well, Sratu, a Platu, a type of a path or a street, Gedola, that's very big, you know, Vosim Vishulashin, and open, you know, alleyways from one place to the other, Zui Rishus Rabim Gemurah. Those areas we consider Rishus Rabim Gemurah. Ematzim Rishus Yachid Zu Rishus Rabim Zu. Emachnisim Rishus Rabim Zu Lemer Rishus Yachid Zu. You can't bring out from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. You can't bring in from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid. Bimhotz Vehichnis B'Shogeg Chayiv Chatos. Bemezid Anush Karis V'Niskal. If you do it B'Shogeg Chayiv Chatos, if you do it on purpose, then you get Karis and Skila. Aval Yam Ubekav Yistavonis VaKarmelis. But if you have a sea or a valley, or like side streets, right, depending on what that is, and a carmelis, which are all these different types of areas, it's not like Rosh Rabim or Rosh Yachid. Now, you can't carry inside of it, but if you do, you can't bring out to the Rosh Rabim from the carmelis, neither from the Rosh Rabim to it. You can't go to and from Rosh Hashanah Yachid either. I mean, Hotiv Yichnis Patur, if you do so, you're going to be Patur. Chatzeros Shol Rabim, now if it's a chatzer that belongs to many people, meaning many people have co-ownership on him, Avosh and Avoloshin, an alleyway that's not wide open to the other side of the street, Irvu Mutarin, if they have an Eruv, well, then it could be Mutar. Lo Irvu Asurim. But if they don't have an Eruv, then it still could be Asur. I don't know if it's going to be exactly Chayiv, it depends on how you look at it, but it technically is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because the chatzah that belongs to many people. There's a question, because above it said, Mavuls Mifulashin, that even then you could work with a double Eruv, but that's not for now. Adam Omen Ele Skufa, Notu Ravalabais, Nosan Lemitel, Notamiani, Minosan Lef. If a guy is standing on like a porch, he can take from the Balabais and give it back to him. He can take from an Ani and give it back to him, meaning the Balabais inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, from the Ani and the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. As long as he doesn't take from the Balabais and give it to the Ani, Ani Linosan Le Balabais, or from the Ani and give it to the Balabais. But if he does so, all three of them are potter, because technically there really was a break in that case. Acherim Amrim, Reb Meir says, Iskufa Mishamashes Bezo Shuyas. A porch technically has two Rishiyas to it. Is Mashapas Basuach. If it's wide open to the door, then leading into Rishas Yachid, well, Kilifnim. Then it's like inside the Rishas Yachid. Pasach Na'ul, but if the door is closed and it only leads to the Rishas Yachid, then it's Kilachutz. You might see Iskufa Kavo Yod Brach Vadalin. If the porch itself is 10 Tfachim high and 4 by 4 Tfachim wide, then it raises the Rishas La'atma. It counts as its own Rishas. And most people's stair areas, right, the areas that lead up to the house itself, usually are about that. So that's usually what we'd call the eskufa, that as long as the door is open, you'd be okay. But there's a lot of obvious issues that deal with that. Two dots. Amar Zui Rishas Yachad Lumutimai. What does it mean this is Rishas Yachad? What does that exclude? Lumutimai to Rabbi Yehuda. What would exclude Rabbi Yehuda? Tanya, yes, or okay, no, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even more. So, Yishel Shal Beis Bat Mishnei Tzidu Rishas Rabim. If somebody has two houses on either side of the Rishas Rabim, Osa Lachmikan to Lachmikan, you can make a Lechi on one side and a Lechi on the other. Lechi is a little bit of a sign to show everybody this area is different that goes on the outside. Maybe you've seen it by private errors that people make. Vavomabes, Okormikan, or a kura on top, like a beam leading from one end to the other on top. Nosan, nosan, ba'emsan, and then you could carry in the middle right over there, Amalo, Ema, Arvin, Rishasarabim, Bakach. But this is technically Rishasarabim. We can't do that. Even though there's two houses on both sides, you can't do that to a Rishasarabim. Amai kar le gemura, why did they call it a gamur? In other words, like a full Rishasarabim or a full Rishasiyah. What does that mean exactly? You say, Maud, Tame, Kipil, the Rabban, led Rebbe Yudah, Lover, Siyah, and Hanim, Latalto. Maybe when the Rabban argue in Rebbe Yudah that it's not a Rishasarabim, maybe that's for carrying of a Lizok Module, maybe they agree regarding throwing Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, no, they don't agree whatsoever. Okay, two dots. Omar Mar. Zui Rishas Rabim Lemute Mai. When we say this is a Rishas Rabim, what does that exclude? Lemute, Idach the Rabbi Yehuda. Well, the other Rabbi Yehuda, Dan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mosi Darach Rishas Rabim Mefas Kosson, Yisal Kenel Lestadim. If there was a Rishas Rabim that divides in between the two places, well, Yisal Kenel Lestadim, they go to the side. V'chomrim Inotzorach. And the Chum, you say, a person does not need to do so. So, in each case, right, you don't have to worry about such a thing. So again, if there's a derech rishas rabim that's mifas kasson that's stopping them from one side of the street to the other, then just go to the sides. Mechom arim, inotzalacham, you don't need it. Amai korle gemura, why are we calling it gemura? In other words, rishas rabim gemura over there. Adi tana reisha gemura, tana nevisiv gemura. We say gemura because of what it says in the reisha itself, but that's it. V'lech shenami midbor, what about a desert? Da'atanya is rishas rabim, what is rishas rabim? Sratia plata gedolim avos mevlashin va midbor. We do have a reisha that says midbor, so why not say it over there? Amar bayi lo kasha kam bizman shal soshrom be midbor. Or if the Bnei Yisrael were shruyin b'midbor, then you got a real problem, right? That's when it's considered like almost like a Rishas Rabim because the people are there. But Kamizman is that. But nowadays, where nobody lives in the midbor, then it's considered almost like a Carmelos. Two dots. Amar Mar. Im hotiv yechnis b'shogeg chayv chatos. If you brought in to Rishas Yachad b'shogeg, your chayv chatos mezid anush karz v'niskal. B'shogeg chayv chatos pshita. Well, we know that, don't we? B'mez anush karz v'niskal. It's richle. We wanted to tell you that if you do it b'mezid, you get karis and you get skil hanam. Isn't that also obvious? Isn't that from the Torah? Kamash l'kid Rav. Dom Rav. Matzatz megillos n'arbi Rabbi Chia. Rav says, I found a hidden Megillah in the house of Reb Chia, my uncle, because of what he writes in it, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Malachos Melchas Rachas, V'enu Chayv Alachas. There were 39 Malachos, 40 minus 1 Malachos on Shabbos, but you're only Chayv 1. Any, that can't be. V'atanan, Avos Malachos Melchas Rachas, V'abin Abam Minyan Olamali. We say, wait a second, there are 39 Malachos, and we ask, why do you need to tell me the number of 39? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shimasim Kulam Behalam Achad, Chayv Alachas Rachas, that if you do all of them at the exact same Helam, you know, with one hiding, so to speak, one thing that you're missing, then you're only chayiv. Achayiv al kachazachas. You're chayiv for every single one. Then you could be chayiv up to 39 different, you know, chatos. So how could you say eno chayiv alachas? Eleima eno chayiv alachas mehen. There's one of them that you're not chayiv for. V'akamashal and hamehanach tolum istapkan. This tells us that this one hotza is not one of them that we have a kasha about, right? Carrying is without a question going to be chayiv karis and skila. It's one of those that we don't have a suffix on. Even though it's the malacha grua, said Tosas on Beis Manalef, nonetheless, it's something that we know you're chayiv for. Amar Mar, two dots. We have Amar Mar, Avo Yam, Ubiga, Vistavunas, Vakarmelos, and Lokers, Yachad, Lokers, Rabin. We have a Yam, the Bika, Vistavunas, the side street, and the Carmelos. They're not like either one. Ubika, and Lokers, Yachad, Lokers, Rabin. Right? Wait a second. A Bika, a valley in which you have grain and stuff like that is not Lokers, Yachad, Lokers, Rabin. Well, it's not. But we learn in a Mishnah, Bika, being a bika during the summer is Rishus Yachid when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos, Rishus Rabim, it's considered Rishus Rabim when it comes to Tumah itself. The reason why it's called Rishus Rabim for Tumah is because anybody can step inside it, right? Rishus Yachid for Shabbos, because Says Rashi, "Da lav hiluch l'rabim hu." It's not considered hiluch l'rabim. She'in rabim misakenu hiluch b'sada. It's not a lot of people that leave the path in order to go into the field itself. But however, there are other people that go inside it. So when it comes to tuma, we have to consider it like rishus rabim. So it's not a lot of people, but there are people in there. So it's sort of like rishus yachid, sort of like rishus rabim. Bimos gashamin in the winter, right? It's going to be rishus yachid lekan ulekan or lekach ulekach. It's considered rishus yachid for both because nobody's supposed to walk inside it. So it would be considered rishus yachid for Shabbos and for Tumah. So we see that the Bika does have the status of rishus yachid, or maybe even rishus rabim at times. Amrula lolam karmelos habi. No. It's a karmelos. Why do we call it rishus yachid? Because it's not a rishus rabim. Ravashi comes and answers, Kigon Diesel Mechitzes on Zainu and Alf. There's got walls around there. Rikid Omer Ulam Rabiokan and Karfi Yosem Bisa Sim Shalahuk of Ladira, Afilu Kurva, Afilu Kurayim, Azolik Zilhu is going to be Chayiv. If you have a Karfi, which is this wide open area, that's more than two base saws large, that was not surrounded by a fence to be a living area, even if it's a Kur or a Kurayim, like a really, really large area, Kur is obviously 30 saws. You know, it's a huge area. Zorik Lasokh, if you throw something into there, you're Chayiv. My time, Mechitzi, Alashukhusaris Diyu. Because it is a mechitza, even though it's lacking somebody living inside there, but it does come something. So we say bishul and Ravashi lomar kula ala ula. My tamal lomar kish might say. So I understand what Ravashi doesn't want to say like ula. It's sort of like a dochic answer to say it's really a rishus yachid. It's just not a rishus. It's not really a rishus yachid. It's just not a rishus rabim. But ula, why wouldn't you say like this? This is a pretty good answer that ula gave. Ravashi gave him, sorry. So why wouldn't Ula say like him? Amar lecha, idi islam mechitzas bika karilo. If it's got walls, you wouldn't call that a bika, karfifi. That is a karfif. So therefore, when it says bika over here, that can't be referring to this. Ravashi, rishus yachid katani. Ravashi says, well, it's not that big of a deal. It just says rishus yachid, right? It's only called a karmelis, right? Right. So you can't call it a karmelis exactly. So we'll call it rishus yachid. But that's that. That's all we're going to call it over here. So in theory, even though it technically is a karfif, this bika has the status of rishus yachid, so it's a little bit different from a normal bika. We'll stop there at the two dots on Zayin Amud Aleph.